Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tribute to the former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary at the Sadaiv Atal Memorial in Delhi. Former President Ramnath Kovind, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, and Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda, among others, also paid tributes to Atal Bihari Vajpayee. On his Jayanti, also celebrated as Good Governance Day, Chief Minister Pema Khandu also paid tribute to the late Vajpayee in a social media post. He said that his government recommits to the ideals of Vajpayee and reiterates to work tirelessly for a prosperous, inclusive and empowered Arunachal Pradesh, contributing to Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, the President said that Christmas reminds Jesus Christ's timeless teachings of love, kindness and compassion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also wished the countrymen on the occasion. Mr. Modi wished that the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ show everyone the path of peace and prosperity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu also extends warm greetings and wishes to the people of Arunachal Pradesh on the pious occasion of Christmas. In a heart-wrenching incident, five people lost their lives when a car plunged into a gorge near a Sherbang village close to Lumla headquarters in Tawang district on Tuesday evening. Among the deceased are a male, three females and a child. Miraculously, two children survived the accident and are currently receiving medical attention. Local authorities and rescue teams worked tirelessly to retrieve the bodies. The community is in shock and mourning the loss of lives in this tragic event. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Tuesday inaugurated two motorable bridges over the Siom River and a government upper primary school in Bene, Alo West constituency in West Siang district. While one bridge was inaugurated at Bene village, the other bridge inaugurated will connect Paya village. The Chief Minister said also that the existing zonal hospital in Alo would be renamed after former MLA late Bokken Arthur. Ministers Mama Natung, Pidi Sona, Biram Wage and Nyato Dukam also attended the program and spoke on the occasion. Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission Secretary Parul Gaur Mittal informed that the mains examination will be notified within a week and uploaded to the Commission's website. She informed that the Commission has received 200 answer key challenges and that the answer key challenge was mainly for 3 to 4 questions, which were examined thoroughly. In mains, the selection process will be of 1:3 ratio, subject to the cut-off condition, because it will depend on how many would qualify the cut-off marks. A ratio of 1:12 was for the preliminary examination, subject to qualifying the paper, Mittal said. Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended greetings to the people of the state on the occasion of Christmas and expressed hope that the festive season would bring peace, love and serenity to the state, the nation and the world at large. He also extended greetings on the occasion of Good Governance Day and expressed hope that the occasion would inspire greater awareness among the citizens about the importance of transparency, accountability and responsive governance. Minister of State for Personal Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that nearly 2,000 outdated rules and regulations have been scrapped to simplify governance and make it more citizen-friendly. On the eve of Good Governance Day, during an event in New Delhi, the minister recalled that within a few months of Mr. Narendra Modi taking over as the Prime Minister in May 2014, Department of Personal Training scrapped the feudalistic rule and allowed the youth the freedom of self-attestation instead of requiring a gazetted officer to attest the documents. India and Australia are set to continue their cricketing rivalry in the Boxing Day test at the iconic Melbourne Cricket Ground tomorrow. So far, in the three tests of the ongoing five-match series, India won the first test in Perth to go 1-0 up in the series before Australia made a comeback by winning the second test. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.